Plus General Insurance has stood where it matters most, not in the spotlight, but beside you. We have learned that trust is built quietly through consistency, through keeping our word, through showing up even when it's difficult. From our first policy to every promise kept since, 12 years have shaped who we are. And as we look ahead, one thing remains unchanged: our commitment to protect what matters to you. A Plus General Insurance, 12 years of trust.
Moses Moyo joins UPND. Lusaka Province Minister Shiu Muliata hands over 2.7 million Kwacha CDF grants to 113 co-operators in Matero constituency. And in global news, US-Iran peace talks begin in Islamabad through Pakistani mediators. With the 18 hours news on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Luangeni Independent Member of Parliament Moses Moyo has defected to the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. Speaking at a meeting in Mugayad in Eastern Province, Mr. Moyo, who also serves as Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, said his decision to defect has been influenced by the development agenda being implemented under the leadership of President Hage Ijilema. Mr. Moyo has pledged his full support to President Ijilema ahead of the August 13 general elections this year. He further disclosed that he will contest the 2026 parliamentary elections in Luangeni constituency on the UPND ticket. Cabinet has approved the revised 2026 budget in order to address higher than anticipated expenditure requirements in the 2026 fiscal year. Minister of Information and Media, Cornelius Mwetwa, says Cabinet noted with concern that the recent conflicts in the Persian Gulf region have affected Zambia, particularly through increased costs associated with fuel imports. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also chief government spokesperson, says to mitigate the impact on citizens, government recently suspended value-added tax and customs and excise duties on fuel. Mr. Mwetwa says while this measure has provided relief to consumers, it has also resulted in a reduction in domestic revenues, thereby heightening fiscal pressures and widening the financial gap. He says there is need to accommodate the higher-than-projected public sector wage bill following the conclusion of the 2026 salary adjustments and improved conditions of service for public service workers. Mr. Mwetwa says the 2026 budget realignment is intended to restore fiscal balance by accommodating unplanned expenditures and adjusting to revenue shortfalls while ensuring the continued delivery of public services and implementation of key government policies and programs. Lusaka Province Minister Shiu Muliata has handed over 2026 Constituency Development Fund CDF grants worth over 2.7 million kwacha to 113 cooperatives and clubs in Matero constituency. The disbursement, targeting beneficiaries across five wards, is aimed at boosting local economic activities, job creation, and improving household incomes. Speaking during the ceremony, Ms. Muliata, who also officially handed over the beg your pardon, speaking during the ceremony, Ms. Mulyata also officially handed over the Matero Girls Brigade, a 2025 CDF project constructed at a cost of over 1 million kwacha in Muchinga Ward, highlighting government's commitment to improving community infrastructure and enhancing connectivity. She reaffirmed that CDF remains a key tool under the leadership of President Hage Ndehejilema in driving decentralization and empowering communities. The ministers urged beneficiaries to utilize the funds responsibly for sustainable development.
To all the beneficiaries present here today, I urge you to utilize these funds responsibly and for the intended purposes. Let these resources transform your lives and serve as a foundation for sustainable growth and development. You are not only beneficiaries, but also ambassadors of progress within your communities. You must tell the neighbors, the one who doesn't know anything. Information is very important. We work in the eventual in case, so it's our duty, women, to inform one another.
Western Province Permanent Secretary Simomo Akapelwa says the province has great potential to become a major hub for rice production in Zambia due to its favorable environment and abundant water resources. Speaking when he received a delegation from Vietnam in Mongo, Ms. Akapelwa noted that partnerships with experienced agricultural nations are key to unlocking the province's farming potential. He says the visit by the Vietnamese delegation reflects growing bilateral cooperation between Zambia and Vietnam, particularly in the agricultural sector, where rice production has been identified as a priority area. Mr. Kapelwa adds that increased collaboration and knowledge sharing will help local farmers benefit from improved farming technologies, skills, and expertise. He has further highlighted that Western Province also has strong potential in cashew production and encouraged the delegation to explore opportunities in the sector alongside rice farming. Meanwhile, delegation leader Cao Duc Phat says the visit aims to strengthen cooperation between the two countries through the exchange of experience in rice production and agricultural development. The delegation is expected to tour selected rice farming areas in Western Province as part of efforts to assess opportunities for collaboration and promote value chain development between the two countries. A couple has been arrested for circulating counterfeit Zambian kwacha notes in Kapirimposhi of the Central Province. Confirming the arrest to Phoenix News, Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Miuna Mwanagampwe says law enforcement agencies received a tip-off about the couple's activities and swiftly moved to apprehend them at a supermarket in Kapirimposhi. He explains that the couple was found in possession of fake money amounting to 15,940 kwacha and led the officers to a compound in Kawama where machinery suspected to be used in printing the fake kwacha was discovered, along with fake Bank of Zambia identity cards. Dr. Mwanagampwe has emphasized government's commitment to combating economic sabotage and assured of severe action against anyone found guilty of circulating fake currency.
So I wish to confirm that a couple of days ago, the law enforcement agencies were tipped of a couple that was trying to plow illicit fake Zambian kwacha in the economy by way of going to a supermarket and procure goods whereby they were going to leave this money, which is fake, in circulation. Upon receiving that information, I can confirm that our hard-working law enforcement officers swiftly moved and they managed to cage or apprehend the couple at a named supermarket right in Kapirimposhi.
This is the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
From analog to digital. To digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
Phoenix FM, rising for 30 years.
In global news, trilateral ceasefire talks between the United States, Iran, and Pakistan have started in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, the highest level talks between Washington and Tehran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance leads the U.S. delegation. He met Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif ahead of ceasefire negotiations. Iranian